Today the church celebrates Wednesday of Holy Week, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 to 25. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The early church was well aware that Jesus was betrayed by one of his closest associates. Although it was uncomfortable for them, they didn't try to hide the fact that Judas Iscariot, one of Jesus' disciples, betrayed him. The gospel tells us that when Jesus announced that one of those sharing at table with him would betray him, everyone present was greatly distressed. Being betrayed by someone you trust is very distressing for the one betrayed and for those associated with him. Many of us have experienced betrayal from people close to us. Perhaps we confided in someone and they used that information against us. This week reminds us that betrayal doesn't have to be the end of the story. God the Father had the last word by raising his Son from the dead. He brought good out of the evil of betrayal and other trials that Jesus endured. Divine providence can also bring good out of the negative things we sometimes have to endure from others. The Passion of Jesus reminds us that God can work in life-giving ways even after the darkest experiences.